This program is intended for mature audiences only and contains strong or potentially offensive language of an adult and sexual nature. So, listener discretion advised.
The views and opinions expressed on the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City do not reflect those of this radio station or its affiliates.
Calypso, Alexia, Sierra, and Sweet Cheeks are personalities put on for your entertainment.
All music, stories, and characters are the sole property of their creators and are protected under international copyright laws.
The stories are real. The language is explicit. The behavior is outrageous.
If you can't take the heat, get the fuck out of the kitchen.
Well, my girl's got the sweetest pussy, nestles in her lap. Be the first to admit and want to stroke that kitten, fell right into her trap. Now all that fur and purring gives me cause to pause. She may have a pretty kitty, but watch out for those claws.
Blasting to you straight out of Las Vegas, Nevada, it is the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City, starring Sierra, Calypso, Alexia, and Sweet Cheeks.
Good evening, Las Vegas.
No point in being a director if you're not going to follow my directions, damn it.
What direction was that?
She didn't point to her yet.
I didn't even point to her yet.
And then you messed up my, and people around the world.
I didn't mess it up. She did.
All right, whatever.
Okay, let's start. Okay. That's because you got all sassy.
I did.
Because I saw my light come on, and I just assumed I'd save her the finger-pointing step.
But I had to turn down the music so you're not shouting.
So the intro was all fucked up.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Start over.
It's normal.
They know.
Our intro is only 2 minutes, by the way.
We're here, people. Hello, people.
And a wild to wood.
And a wild to wood.
Motherfucker.
Why do you say it like that?
Because that's how our daughter Tiara says it.
Oh.
Sin City Bounty, Mom.
Sin City Bounty.
You on the radio, Mom? The radio.
No, she said, my mama's on the radio, y'all.
That's awesome. She tells me what's up. I'm saving this for Wyland. Wyland's the king.
Light?
The king. What did we fuck up now?
Nothing. We just need more light.
Oh, we never have those on, do we?
That's a hot light. What the hell is that? We try to get a tan.
Those are the most expensive lights we have in the building. It's because this room is dark, even with the lights that we have. Earl is black, so it's hard to see him on the camera.
And he's wearing a hat.
And he's wearing a hat.
So we can't see you, Earl.
Whenever we have someone of any kind of color in the room, it's usually very difficult.
Oh, there we go. That's better.
Now smile.
There you go. I am not a racist. Over here?
I hate everyone equalopoly.
Equalopoly?
Equalopoly?
It's just the lighting. That's all it is. Yeah. So.
And you know what? We have, for those regulars of our show, we'll like this. We have mango coconut patties.
Courtesy of Cali Guy, who saw them and said, if I bought these and you take them into the show, would everybody eat them?
I have not tried one yet. So
they're good.
I took yours from in the other room.
Eat my mango patty. Cali Guy decrees it.
They're good.
Tiny.
They're pretty sweet, though. They're pretty rich, the mango patties.
Yeah, they are not.
I'll eat it during the break.
They are not true to size to an actual mango patty.
Hey,
sure is not.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Alexia. Eat it on camera.
No.
Fuck my fat pussy and eat a coconut mango bar on camera. That's what you have to do.
Fuck eat.
That would be a different show, wouldn't it?
No, that goes
on around here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ooh, we might have fun with our guest tonight if he don't know that those kind of things go on this show.
Speaking of guests, we have Earl in studio from Plush Media Group. Yay. So we're going to be talking about art. The art that he does. I stole one of the pictures from your Facebook.
I saw it. I love that picture. So.
That's such a beautiful picture of the reclining woman and her belly rolls. It was beautiful. And then I went to go steal some more pictures. And they took them all down. You took all your pictures down. No. Or I wasn't able to access them.
I don't know why, but
Okay.
Try it again. I'm sure you do.
Well, then all they have to do is go to your Facebook, Plush Media Group on Facebook, and they can go through. And you've got your brand new pictures of Dana Dahl. I saw your Dana Dahl shoot that's up there. You know Dana, the little blonde girl?
Oh, yeah.
Here in
so
town.
Cute.
Beautiful.
Yes.
She's featured on BBW Club Las Vegas' poster.
Yes, she
laying
is
across the hood of a car.
Did you take that picture?
Yeah. And we actually did that shoot in Red Label.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's nice. Great.
So that's good. Yeah.
That's
good,
cool.
Good.
So we're going to be talking to him later. And then, of course, we have coming up Les Toil.
Who? On the phone.
I love Les Toil.
We
Alexia
love Les Toil,
is totally, like, jazzed about having Les Toil.
We were in a little meeting before the show, and she's like, oh, my stomach is just not doing good. I said, what's the matter? You don't feel good today? No, Les Toil's on the show.
When Mama told me, I said, oh, Les Toil's going to be, she said, no, on the phone. I was like, oh,
yeah,
man,
we'd love for Les Toil to be in studio.
We sure would.
Well, so I'm hoping that on the phone, and then he'll love us so much that he'll just make the trip to Vegas and want to just eat.
I want him to love us
hang out with
us. He wants to do our picture.
I would.
Yeah, right.
I would.
So you would love us so much you'd come all the way here. See?
That's why we love him.
We have to make sure we clarify with him what he means by he would. Because you never know.
He would do anything.
And, you know, everybody was wondering, why is it that I'm so nervous? Well, number one, I'm actually an artist. I do artwork. And when I was coming up in the art world, figuring out what I wanted to do with my art life, you know, because my dad was always, you know, artists are a dime a dozen. You'll never make money at that. Figure out, go be a lawyer or something, you know, or nuclear physicist. Whatever.
Wow.
And
right. So instead, you're a radio talk show.
Well, that and radio engineer. But I did take my art in a different way. I did calligraphy. You know, I write letters really pretty. But for anybody who is an up and coming artist who knows, you know, artists at all, Les Toil is like up there for me. You know, along with Boris Vallejo and. You know,
wait, no, you said Da Vinci and...
I did.
Yes. Who was it?
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo and Da Vinci.
Because he concentrates on the human form, the female form especially, and makes it absolutely
That's
gorgeous.
What I was doing. I was looking at his website today, and I was, you know, I mean, he has every shape of BBW possible. Mm-hmm. And that is nothing but doing some serious observation because we're all shaped differently. Mm-hmm. We all carry our weight in a different spot. And he represents all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's not missing anybody.
I would love to be a Toil girl.
Oh, my God. I would die to be a Toil girl.
Well, before I started in here and being with you guys, I sent him a message. And because I was looking through all the archives, I was like, you don't have... Everybody knows my name is Charlotte, but whatever.
In City Mama Charlotte.
Right, it's on there. So I sent him a message. I was like, you don't have a Charlotte on there.
Oh, he doesn't have a me either. I checked it.
So yeah. I'm like, you want to
Because he's got the names listed on the site. No, there's not a me either.
I sent all you ladies his toxic email link, right? If you go to his website, lestoil.com, or no, toilgirls.com, you can go through and look at all the pictures that he's ever done and some artwork that isn't related to BBW work, because he does do other things besides BBW work. But one of my favorite segments, and it hasn't been updated in a while, but it's called Toxic Emails. And they're emails from people who complain, you know, that, number one, you're glowing. Horrifying obesity, and so it's his reply to a lot of these emails. And some girl says, I don't know why an artist would want to charge me to model for him, and and just his answer to all of them, and they're just fabulous. So
cool. He has always been hilarious.
Yeah,
I think it was funny. He said somebody asked him about pictures of lactating women.
Yes,
and he sent him a picture of a cow. Take that, bitch.
No.
Now, do you know? You know who Les Toil is?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't met him, but I know his work.
No.
Yeah,
so, and are you a great admirer? Being an artist yourself,
yeah,
you are a great admirer. Because I bet
I'm a fan of Les Toil, Ruben Esquire.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has. I've seen just about pretty much everybody has done something with Full Figure Lemon.
And do you take from their art into your art? Because what you do is art as well. Your photography is art as well.
Yeah, I try to. You know, I draw inspiration from all kinds of places. So, other people's photography too. Sometimes you'll see I'll share someone's picture that I think is really nice. You know, I'm not like, Yeah, like I'm not a jealous artist or anything like that. I give credit where it's due.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think I'm great or anything. You know what I mean? I just like to take, you know, nice pictures.
Large boobs on a platter of bacon. Everyone loves that.
So I am nervous. Add that the fan fest photos that are on our Facebook page, our guest took.
Yes.
With our award-winning award in our tip. Those were taken by our
mama.
He was there our award-winning night, huh? Yeah.
It was great. Yes.
You take some fabulous pictures. Because I looked at pictures of myself that Earl took, and I'm like, damn, I look good. And I never like pictures that I take. You know?
Yeah, we got a lot of comments on a lot of those pictures.
Yeah,
we got a lot of bad comments, too, on a lot of those.
We did. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, well, yeah, we got ripped apart because I had that thing in my titties, and how did I disrespect reward and put them... It was a porno convention. Yeah. That's why it's a porno award.
It's an adult BBW award. Where are you not going to put
it? It was in the most appropriate place it could be, okay?
It belongs there. That's home.
I could have stuck it point first in my twat and then taken that picture. What would you have thought of that?
But you couldn't have
posted
it
everywhere.
True. Mango would have covered it all up.
Yeah.
With mango patties on it?
Mangoes.
Okay. That's what Sierra calls her private parts, mangoes.
Do you have a name for your privates?
I used to.
What did you used to call it?
When I was younger, I used to call it Buddha.
Buddha?
But yeah, he was making a wish and rubbing it.
Why Buddha, Earl? Come on, tell us.
Wait, I'm twittering that.
Come on, why Buddha?
Because you had to, you know,
rub
praise,
it.
Praise Buddha.
Oh, you're right, Mama.
You're right.
Buddha.
Yeah.
My little guy's gonna grow up calling his Willy, because every time I go, you grab your Willy. Grandma, my Willy itches.
Lately, it's just been called Big E.
Big E. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, so your Facebook profile is named after your penis?
Well, no. That's what, you know, my friends call me Big E because I'm tall, but some ladies call my member Big E.
Mm-hmm. 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 So in the heat of the moment, it's supposed to be, give me your Big E, baby.
No. It's dick or, you know, cock or whatever you want.
When she slides your big black cock inside my hot wet pussy.
You know, Alexia can't say, fuck my fat pussy without laughing.
Fuck my fat pussy, all right?
She did it, guys. She must have been practicing.
And she's loud.
And she's still laughing. She's not in the microphone.
We need to give her a new phrase. She should be practicing a new phrase.
All right, give
her
a new one.
Well, let's contemplate that.
It has to be something about putting a big fat cock in.
So before we get to breaks or the bottom of the hour at 7:30 when we have Les Toil on the phone, I have to tell you, I don't have a lot of catch up, but I did have a dream this week. So I'm at this party, and I had a few dreams this week where I was at a party. So I think my dreams and parties and not fitting in or something like that was significant.
And what did you eat before you went to bed?
I don't remember.
Because that makes a difference in your dreams.
Well, I have very vivid dreams anyway. I had a dream where I got shot in the back and I was running with the bullets and they were moving. It was
She had a dream that she blogged about and it was so vivid that I called her and said, why didn't you call me?
I dreamed that I had won...
The lottery.
No. It was on Keno. I had won like $68,000 or something like that. And so I wrote the dream in detail, and she did. She called me before she even finished the paragraph and said, what? You won? What the fuck? You didn't call me?
Yeah.
I have very vivid and very cool dreams.
Well, I wish I did.
She does.
So I'm at this party, and I'm sitting on a couch, and on the arm of the couch is a very good friend of mine, a male, thin, he's got the spiky hair with the thing, you know, the faux hawk thing going on. He's dressed, he's very gay. You can just tell. He's very well dressed.
Do you know this person? Is this a person in real life, or was he just in your dream?
I just knew that he was your friend. He was a really good friend, and we were sharing this beautiful blonde woman.
Oh my God.
No, not sharing sexually. We were talking to her.
Oh, okay.
And she flirted with him and he flirted back and we talked and she was beautiful. But the more she talked, the prettier she was. She was blonde hair, blue eyes, you know. She
and just, an idiot.
Because I remember I turned to her and I said, you talk a lot. But we were having a good time. And I knew that he was my friend because we would talk right over her.
Right.
You know, okay. So she was someone pretty, and she was just someone to entertain us for the night.
Eye candy.
Right. And but I know that she cuddled in my arm. So this is my first inkling that in this dream I'm gay. Okay. She leaves to go do her thing, and across the way, sitting on some couches, are three other beautiful little girls, and they're talking and twittering, and they call my friend Coach, and they call me the Queen. That's what they call us. But we're not talking to them. We're talking to each other. And they're like, what, you don't talk to people? You think you're better than everybody? You don't talk to anyone? Huh, Coach? Huh, Queen? And I turned, and I looked at them, and I said, I would talk to you if you were gay. So not only am I gay in my dream, but I am
snob.
A snobby gay.
Oh my God, is that funny?
And then I woke up. It was crazy.
Oh, I wanted you to go into the lesbian sex part.
There was
because
no
that's
sex
what
in
you're
dream.
Into right now, the BBW lesbian sex, right?
That's the kind of porn I love watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
She likes...
He's like, oh, yeah?
Yeah. She yeah. likes fatties licking fatties.
I do.
She loves
Tastes
it.
Tastes better.
Tastes better.
When
yeah.
it's fat, it tastes better?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's extra juicy.
Extra juicy. There was nothing at all on this weekend for us to do, although you went to go see Two Tons.
I sure did.
And Deacon, right?
He was not there. He posted he was going, but at the point when we went, he was not there. But Two Tons was there, and he's actually going to be in the studio on the 30th. And he was at, we had some good food though. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I just want you to know that.
So. I went to, and had dinner with the PLP last night, and we gambled a little bit, and I broke even, which is great in this town. You know, playing penny slots, having some white zin.
Were you channeling Katie Finn?
Doing what you're supposed to do in this town and eat prime rib, you know?
Nice.
And my day yesterday consisted of getting Silent Mike's car all fixed. His clutch went out this week.
Oh, wow.
That happened directly after my air conditioning compressor thing molted lava on the street behind me.
Nice.
So,
I had several kids at my house yesterday, and they were in the bedroom playing because I was putting the baby to sleep in the room. And I'm sitting on my chair, and I look at my front door, knock at my front door. It's a Henderson police officer.
Oh, shit.
You didn't tell him where I lived,
yeah.
did you?
So, you know, and my daughter was in my car, so my brain like, God, what's going on, you know? And so he comes to the door, and he said, ma'am, we've had a 911 call from here that there were some children in trouble. I said, oh, really? You did, huh? You have children here, ma'am? Oh, yeah, I got three of them in the bedroom. He said, well, I need to see them and make sure they're okay. I said, not only am I going to show you them, I want you to scare the fucking shit out of them. Okay? So I call them to the front, and I go, the officer needs to take somebody called 911, and you can't. It's against the law to call 911 unless somebody's really hurt. Is there anybody really hurt? So two of the kids pointed at the one girl for doing it, and the one girl pointed at the one boy for doing it. So I looked at them and I go, okay, I'm going to vote on the two. Oh, no, no.
Rules.
Oh, no, they're just protecting each other. These kids are. So the officer explained to them that if he was there, he couldn't be somewhere else, and... Yeah, so 911 at my house.
Wow.
My sisters did that to each other when they were little, too.
Calling 911?
Yeah, there was a period of time where I would leave for school, and my sisters would still be at home before my mom got home from work. So there's like 20 minutes where they'd be alone. And in that 20 minutes, the middle child took away the bubbles that the youngest child was blowing. And so the youngest child called the police, called 911, and said, you need to come arrest my sister because she stole my bubbles. I shit you not, the cops showed up about 3 seconds after my mom did. And my youngest sister told my mom, the police are on their way to take the middle child to the police station because she stole my bubbles, so the cops are coming. My mom had to, like, jump in the shower real quick and answer the door butt naked and wet in a towel to pretend like she was in the shower the whole time this was happening.
Oh, because the kids were...
Because the kids were home alone. Yeah.
Oh, I do want to tell y'all, get connected with your audience with Endeavor Media Group, emgnv.com.
And just so all of you know, we're going to have the girls from... BBW Fan Fest, who are on their Eastern Coast tour, calling in tonight at 8:30, giving us their updates on BBW Fan Fest and all of their catch-ups. For more information about BBW Fan Fest, which is an adult trade show and award show, you can go to Facebook.com, the BBW Fan Fest.
There we go.
Nice.
So anyway, 911. I don't like having the cops at my house.
You know, I used to work in retail. I worked at one of those, you know, little corner stores, and we had payphones out front, and constantly, at least four times a week, out of 7 days, we would have someone come into the store and go, or cop come into
somebody
the store.
Call
Did somebody call 911 from their payphone? I'm like, I don't know. The payphone's out front.
Yeah.
Payphone is not only out front, but it's around the corner from the front of the store, so I can't actually see the payphone in use.
Right. Yes, you don't know who's calling 911.
Yeah, so it's just, I don't know why people, I mean, I know people call it for the stupidest shit. That's why they have 311. If right. it's not an emergency.
Right. Well, I did find out when the one little girl's mom got there, or actually her aunt got there, and I told the story, and she said, oh, well, a few weeks ago when her brother was in town, she called the police and said that her brother called 911 and said that he had hit her. So the two that pointed to the one, the one was the one who had called 911 before, so she's a serial 911 caller now. So.
Wow.
I told her, you lucky you they didn't take you to jail and call your mama at work and tell her to come pick you up from jail.
You know, and then you have this great stories about the kids who call 911 and save a life.
Exactly. So, you don't want to tell them not to use it, but that's what I was trying to get the officer to do, to explain to them that if I'm here because there's not an emergency, if there is an emergency, I can't get there because you guys have used up my time.
Yeah. So,
whatever, you know.
I'm glad I don't have kids.
Yeah, I had a little kid emergency myself this week.
Did you?
Yeah, my little one decided that a black light bulb, which every time I tell the story, if she's hearing me now, she's saying, it was purple, Mommy. she decided to touch the black light bulb at the babysitter's house and basically burnt her fingerprint off of index finger.
Why is there a black light bulb at the babysitter's house?
You know,
house?
She said that she has two lamps and has a black light bulb in one of the lamps because it's kind of cool, yada, yada. And
the babysitter's what, 14, 15?
No. Oh. No, she's not. She's older. She's about 29, 30, something like that, whatever. So...
blows that out of the water.
Yeah, no.
It's my generation, and they're all idiots. I'm just telling you.
No, not necessarily.
Well, she just thought
Mike actually likes that effect too. My black light bulbs.
But she forgets because during the daytime
you can't see
nothing that is doing. And but the girls saw that it was kind of glowing a little bit, and they thought because she's got a little girl as well, and my baby went up there and you know grabbed it and. Ouch. I was at the shop, and she was screaming on the other end of the phone. We couldn't get her calmed down, so I had to rush and take her to the doctor because of the one finger that I could see looking pretty bad. And now the whole skin, I don't know how many layers is coming off of that one finger, so it's pretty bad.
I thoroughly believe that she has to register with the FBI if she loses one of her fingerprints.
Really?
I really think so.
I don't know, but it looks like there. It's...
No, I think when your skin grows back, your fingerprints come back.
No, there have been a couple of cases where there have to be special marks put on some military people's files because they started out with fingerprints that they no longer have.
Well, I don't think it's a light bulb doing that, though.
No, she's burnt. It was burnt. It was second degree burn. It wasn't just a regular burn.
That's going to come back.
The reason so many people have scars from when they were little kids and not so many scars from when they are older kids is because their skin heals faster. It can't actually re-knit the way it was before because it's healing so fast.
Oh, as a kid, it
heals
faster?
Yeah, and so it may scar over.
Well, let's look up that one on the internet.
Yeah. That's a good thing to find out. But
yeah,
there's a big old chunk of skin
coming off. Let me take my 4-year-old into the FBI to register her fingerprint.
She may have to register as having missing one fingerprint.
Can we talk politics?
Yes. We've got about 10 minutes.
All right. All I know is that Romney looked like an ass again this week.
we got together early this week, and somebody explained the Libya thing to me.
Right, we were talking about it the other night at our meeting. Yeah.
And from what I understand, he keeps putting his foot in his mouth, Romney. Yes.
Anything that happens with any international stuff, he keeps putting his foot in his mouth.
Because he has absolutely no idea how to deal with people who aren't white Americans.
Well, and they were saying that this really could be the nail in his coffin because, you know, as more things start going on overseas, Obama, of course, comes out as a much calmer, clear-headed and experienced leader when it comes to, you know, overseas. And of course, he's got Hillary Clinton in her back pocket, you know, the Secretary of State. That Romney just keeps looking like a fool. I listened to a speech the other day, and you know what? Actually, DJ had text me a few times during the speech because he was listening to the same speech I was by Paul Ryan, and everything that they preach about is all anti-Obama rather than it being tell me what you're going to do. It's always, you know, Obama did this, Obama did that. Well, okay, tell me how you're going to, Obama lost jobs. Okay, so tell me how you're going to create jobs. They never give any meat. It's always just darts thrown at Obama, but never how are you going to fix it.
They said they're not going to tell you until they get into office.
Exactly. Right. Well, guess what? I don't think you deserve to be in office if you can't tell me.
This runs right along the lines of that one crazy senator who said, we can't tell you what's in this bill until you pass this bill. We can't tell you what it is.
That was some woman from Arizona or something
like that.
Some
psychopaths. And it's like, really? I don't understand why I can't know what I'm voting on until after I voted for it. I am not okay with that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and a lot of their the bills that they've put through, they've, you know, said they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and the, or they're going to cut funding for this and cut funding for, you know, education and cut funding for Pell Grants. And then they turn around and say where they're going to cut so that the rich people get another tax break. And then when you say, what are you going to cut? Well, we'll tell you that we're in office. So,
they kind of dance around the answer. Like, okay, well, how exactly are you going to level the tax playing field? Like they keep saying they're going to do. And they're like, oh, well, you know, well, we'll make some cuts here and add some things there and some do some there. And so what about that Obama guy? What an asshole he is. That's exactly how they do it.
That's exactly it. They lead it back.
And here's another thing. Okay, so we all heard about how Paul Ryan is the most fit person in the Senate or whatever. And about how he run like a 2-hour and 30-minute marathon.
Lie.
Except that not only was the time a lie, but the marathon itself was a lie.
No, really? It didn't even exist?
No, yeah.
Oh my God.
So he never ran a marathon, or?
I don't think he ever actually completed the marathon. I think the lie is that not that he didn't run it, but that he didn't actually complete it. And so his time is completely irrelevant in the first place.
Well, I just want to tell everybody, go register to vote. You only have until October the 6th to register in order to be able to vote in the general election. So get out there and register. You can do it at your DMV. You can do it at the library. I think you can even do it online now.
You can do it. Okay. In fact, if you go to, and I'm going to be putting it up this week, but if you go to KLAV1230AM.com,
okay,
or if you go to VegasAllNetRadio.com homepage starting tomorrow, hopefully I'll get it up. Rock the vote. Sign up online to vote.
So we'll be there. Register to vote. Early voting starts October the 20th. The greatest thing about early voting is you don't have to be in your own precinct. So you can go to any voting. You see it in front of the Smiths, the Albertsons. Early vote, come in. Go in and early vote.
I like to go to the mall and vote.
Well, and you know what? As far as the Democratic side of it, because Nevada is a swing state, they're saying Obama can win it or lose it in the early vote. Mm-hmm. It's very important that we get out. So I'm really making sure you're registered. You've got a few more weeks to register, and then early vote starts October 20th. So that's my little political rant.
I like to early vote because of the convenience and that I don't have to worry about it for the rest of the election. But I worry about early voting because what if he fucks up after I voted for his ass? God damn it.
Well, what gets me is I
voted for him. I got my early vote in. All the early voting results come back, and he's like, oh, I got this shit in a bag. Now, guess what, bitches? Everybody got to pay more in taxes. I'd be like, cocksucker.
Well, I'll tell you, I like to vote election day just because I like the hustle and bustle of it's election day.
You like the excitement.
It makes it feel special to me, and then I go home and watch the returns. This year, however, because of my a love affair with the Obama campaign office, I'll be early voting. I plan to be there October 20th and get my vote in and be heard. And then the day of election day, November 6th, Tuesday, I'll be at the Obama office all day calling people. Did you get out and vote? Do you need a ride? Because we will pick your ass up and take you down to vote.
Nice.
So that's what I'll be doing all day.
Can you see this one driving down Main Street in Las Vegas Boulevard, picking up all the hobos and taking them to go vote for Obama?
I will, yeah. hit the D button, okay? The D button. So, yeah, but so yeah, that's what I'll be doing election day is.
I heard the D is for drive and the R is for reverse.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. I like that. I'm gonna post that on my Facebook. Yeah. My girl Wendy, I always say it every week because we're like knitted together, and she put the greatest thing on Facebook today. It was kind of a parody done to one of the Phantom of the Opera songs, and it was all about, you know, what Obama wants as opposed to what they want. It's a parody, and it's on my site, so if you see it and click on it, it's great, because Wendy, you got to hear the song. It's like these opera singers. It's great. So anyway, that's my political rant. We're at 7:30. What happens at 7:30, Mama?
We're gonna take a break after I finish this tweet.
Just tweet.
And then I'm calling Les Toyle
tweet.
To get him on the phone.
I'm answering a tweet
from Rob G. Perez. He says, tweet. Who's on the show tonight? I never miss the show. It's the best internet radio show.
Oh, yay. We love Mr. Perez.
Tweet.
We have with us the photographer and massage therapist, Mr. E, in studio. And then we also have, we'll be on the phone as soon as we get back from break, Les Toyle. And if you don't know who Les Toyle is, get online right now and Google his website, and you will be extremely impressed.
You will be.
So, I guess we're going to go to a little break. Am I right?
As soon as I get done typing.
Okay, she's done typing. So, we're going to go to a break and be back in just a minute. You're listening to the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City on VegasAllNetRadio.com.
Get connected to your audience with Endeavor Media Group. Find them online at emgnv.com.
Embrace your endeavors and take it to the limit with Endeavor Media Group. Visit them online at emgnv.com.
If you're looking to further your acting, modeling, or athletic career, contact Endeavor Media Group at emgnv.com.
Endeavor Media Group is a sports and entertainment PR firm, connecting its clients with audiences everywhere through movies, television, radio, publications, websites, mobile applications, and special events. Visit emgnv.com.
EMG represents clients of all sizes and in a variety of industries. The firm works with companies, organizations, famous individuals, and political groups to advance their interests, manage communication-related matters, promote products and services, handle issues, and mitigate specific problems. Visit Endeavor Media Group online at emgnv.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers too, so join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m.
And Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on KLAV.
Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Of destruction, tax deduction.
City inspectors, bill collectors,
hardcore in the
main population. Suicide, too many bills, people all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band bleed.
It's Sir Cooper every Thursday afternoon at 3 on VegasAllNetRadio.com and on the third Thursday of the month at 3 right here on KLAV.
Yes, this is Sir, and I approve this commercial.
The honorific smash debut album, Yay, is gonna make you wanna sing.
Just gotta sing to make the whole world ring. Just gotta sing to take your mind off the hurry.
With hits like Just Gotta Say.
Just gotta sing.
Only in my dreams.
It was only in my dreams.
Suspicion.
Suspicion torments my heart. Keeps us apart.
It must have been love.
It must have been love. But it's over now. It's all that I wanted. Now I'm living without. Must have been love.
Yay is available for a special low price at Amazon, Rhapsody, Reverb Nation, iTunes, and at theautorifics.com. Theautorifics.com. Yay!
Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., it's the wildest, most radical sports talk you've ever heard. It's Uncut Sports. Uncut Sports Talk, Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Join us live every Tuesday night to talk Monday night games, college games, pro football games. Every Tuesday night at 7 p.m., you now have a choice. Listen to those other dumb shows on other stations or tune in right here on Vegas All Net Radio, Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. for the greatest Uncut Sports Talk you've ever heard. 7 p.m. Tuesday nights, be at
Welcome back to the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City on Vegas, allnetradio.com, the final frontier of free speech where you can say whatever the hell you want.
If you can talk.
If you can speak. Unlike Alexia, who is so starstruck when she... Okay, so we have to call Les Toil to put him on the phone so that y'all can hear him. And Alexia usually does that because she operates all of the electronic equipment back there. She got so starstruck trying to talk to Les Toil that she just handed me the phone because she couldn't continue her conversation.
She was giggling.
Because all she had to say was, we're so excited to have you on. We've got 2 minutes left and then we'll bring you in. She couldn't get that out.
No. And then she started crying and fanning and all kind of shit too.
Giggling. He thought he'd missed the
greatest
the joke.
The greatest is that Mama's over there going, I did this.
Yeah, Mama's so excited.
She's the booking agent.
Get some.
Yeah.
So we have Les Toil on the line. For anyone who doesn't know Les Toil, you're a moron.
Wake up.
Yeah, that's right. Go to toilgirls.com and check out his fabulous artwork because it is really, really fabulous. And especially check out the toxic emails page because that shit's just funny.
Is he on?
Yeah, he's on.
Are you here, Mr. Toil?
Hello, I'm right here.
Hello, welcome.
Hello there, ladies. Hello, lovely ladies. I am absolutely flattered by that introduction, and I'm flattered by by the hello from Alexia.
or the lack thereof, because it was just giggles and tears. That's all.
Well, I love the giggle. I thought I missed the joke, and apparently I was the joke. But
No, you were.
You're not the joke.
That is very sweet of all of you, especially you, Alexia.
Early in the evening, we were talking about how she got all flustered because you're going to be on, and she equated you to Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo.
I don't think I've lived up to that, but...
We think you have.
That's fantastic. What can I say but thank you?
I was looking at your website, and I always say that being with a big girl is like Christmas, because every time you unclothe them, it's a different shape. It's a different figure. You know, when you unclothe a skinny girl, you kind of know what you're getting before you get there, okay? So I was looking at your artwork, and I was looking at the variety of shapes and sizes and figures, and you must do a lot of research.
Yeah, I do. Usually at night.
Alone with protective
definitely.
Covers.
But yeah, I equate the BBW anatomy to an amusement park because, you know, there's so many curves and there's always something different to explore, you know.
That's true.
Every night or, you know, in my case, maybe twice a week.
You're a dirty boy, Les Toil.
And how do we get into your little black book?
Well, you'd have to talk to my girlfriend about that.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
So, so you do artwork. People commission you to do artwork for themselves, or, you know, I'm a big girl and I'd like something done. Is that usually how they get in touch with you, or do you usually look for something that inspires you? How do you usually work?
How it works is, you know, I don't know how they come upon my website, but they do, or they come across my art on somebody's blog or something, and they see my URL, and they go to the website, they see the art, and they typically say, oh, you know, I've wanted a portrait of myself, or maybe they might say I've felt bad about myself for being this size because, you know, my family is, you know, all my life made me feel like shit. Come across your art, and, you know, this seems to be a great way to celebrate myself or celebrate women of size, so, you know, I'm thinking about getting a portrait of myself done. And, you know, sometimes they have a distinct, definite idea of what they want in their portrait, or sometimes they're just kind of, you know, kind of tittering around with the idea of getting a portrait, and, you know, this is all done back and forth through email. And, you know, they'll send me their photographs, and they'll tell me what their interests are if they don't have a distinct idea. And then I'll send them some sketches, quick pencil sketches. And, you know, from there we discuss money, you know, if it's a really detailed concept, you know, maybe, you know, somebody battling a bunch of alien cockroaches or something like that. It's going to cost them more money than just basically, you know, lounging on a couch. And then I just, you know, we just take it from there.
Mr. Toyle, I love all your stuff, and I'm going to get myself under control so I can talk to you. This is Alexia.
This is Alexia. Great. Thank you.
I noticed in your toxic emails where you describe you must be one of those guys from that planet Zim, or that you are confused with someone from that planet Zim, Zanthrustia, right, or something like that. You do right. a lot of sci-fi stuff. There's your superhero girls. That's very sci-fi-ish. And do you are you a huge sci-fi fan?
I'm not a huge sci-fi fan, but, you know, I was raised on all that shit when I was a kid, you know, 49 years old, and you know, 60s and 70s, you know, just tons of, you know, Lost in Space, Star Trek. But, you know, one of the few subjects I don't really like to draw is basically like unicorns, kind of like fantasy unicorns. And fairies, but for some reason I get a lot of fairies.
Stop.
So every girl wants to be a fat fairy in her picture?
Yeah, that's the thing. I kind of grew to enjoy, you know, doing the fairy theme. But, you know, before that, you know, yeah, I guess I wasn't into science fiction.
So I have a question for you. On your website, you don't have any nudity at all. You have some very tastefully clothed or almost not clothed women, but you don't do any nudity at all. If someone requested a nude portrait, would you do that for them?
I would do it, and it just wouldn't appear on my website. I'd like for these portraits, and I'd like for the whole concept of plus size, you know, cheesecake art, you know, pinup art. You know, I'd love for it to be mainstream, and so, you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want it to be in the realm of fetish art, so I try to, you know, kind of make it like, you know, something you might, you know, Varga or Petty Girls or, you know, classic pinup art.
Right.
Something that one might put on their variety show or on a talk show. So, you know, I try to keep it PG. But yeah, I would definitely do a nude portrait.
In our world, your art is mainstream.
Oh, yes. That's very sweet.
Yes, it is.
It is.
And you wouldn't have to twist my leg for me to do a nude portrait, especially of you ladies.
Oh!
Any of you. So.
Have you visited our website?
I'm a fan of you guys. I mean, Alexia thinks she's a fan of mine. I'm a fan of you guys. I started, you know, listening to the archives last week, and... Man, I mean, I'm...
You can't be shy.
I missed the Democratic National Convention and the Republican Convention, but my God, you guys are totally keeping me abreast of...
I love that he used the word abreast.
Yeah. Yeah,
with emphasis on abreast, but yeah, so...
Yeah, I'm kind of a nut job when it comes to that political stuff. When
That's awesome. I had no idea that if I voted early... I wouldn't have to go to my own precinct.
See, I taught you something tonight. Good.
Totally. That is fantastic. Yeah.
Did you know that you wanted to do BBW portraits like you do now when you were first going to school for art? I mean, I'm sure, like most artists, you started really, really young and then decided to go to school for it. But what did you expect when you first, you know, when you were going to be graduating from art school?
Well, actually, when I went to art school... when I first went in to talk to a counselor after going to junior college, I wanted to go to art college, and I talked to a counselor at the art academy, and I wanted to actually do caricatures for like magazine covers, like Time magazine, you know, caricatures of Bill Cosby or whatever celebrity was popular at the time, and so the counselor said, well, you know, for some reason, almost every student comes to art school and they want to do caricature art, and so he talked me into doing commercial illustration art, and that's still to this day how I pay my bills, is from commercial illustration. And it was actually because I was horny that I got into doing portraits of plus-size women.
It was, I love that.
It was back when I first, my friend talked me into exploring the internet. This is way back in like 1996 or something like that. And I discovered like websites of plus size women, and way back then, you know, there was only like BBW magazine, and there was like a plus size fashion magazine, and you know, it wasn't really that masturbatory. So on the internet, I discovered, you know, there was like a few plus size women that were on there at that time. And I discovered this woman named Alyssa, who I guess she had a website or something like that. I can't remember what it was. Maybe she was in the AOL chat rooms. Maybe that's how I saw her photographs. And I was just fell madly in love with her. And so I offered to do her her portrait, you know, kind of like come upstairs and see my etchings. But she lived in Texas, and, you know, I'm here in the Bay Area, and I did her kind of a caricature of her. You know, she kind of had like the big head and, you know, small size body. And she was this beautiful, gorgeous, you know, BBW, and she took the portrait and she showed all of her plus size friends online. And, you know, the rest is kind of like history. Her friends, you know, contacted me about doing their portrait. And, you know, unfortunately, I never got with Alyssa.
Aww.
But it spawned a career.
Nice.
Yeah.
When did you know in your own personal life that you were into big girls? Were you young in age, or did that develop later on in life?
Wow. You know, there was...
Or was it a teacher or a grandma or something?
That's interesting that you would say a teacher. No, not a grandma. Interesting that you would say a teacher, because I distinctly remember when I was in the first grade, there was a carnival in the playground, and the teacher's assistant was an Asian thick woman. She was very much chubby. She wasn't a BBW, but she was far from thin. And I remember she was doing face painting, and I got my face painted by her, and I was sitting in front of her, and she wrapped her thighs around my knees, to steady me, you know, while she was getting closer to my face. And she had these short shorts on because it was really hot weather, and I may have had shorts too. And like I said, I was in the first grade, and something just exploded. Maybe something exploded in my pants. And then after that, my next little adventure with a size woman was my upstairs neighbor. I moved out of my parents' house. I was around 18 years old. And I lost my to a woman named
Pam. Yay for Pam. She sealed the deal, huh?
And she was the one who convinced me to go to art school. She said, your art is really good. You should go to art school. You have to go to art school. And I ended up going to art school because of Pam, who I lost my virginity to, a redhead BBW. And I've loved redhead BBWs ever since.
That's me. I'm a redheaded BBW. Hello.
Is that?
Sweet Cheeks.
Oh, Sweet Cheeks. Hi there, Sweet Cheeks.
Hello, Mr. Toyle.
You know, when I first talked...
I know you.
You know me?
I know you from your show. That's what I mean.
Oh.
I know all of you.
When I first talked... When I was first able to speak with Mr. Toyle on the phone, he asked if it was Sweet Cheeks, so...
Yeah,
It's the red hair. I know that's
the red hair.
It is.
Yeah,
it's very attracting.
And your name sticks too. Your name is very memorable.
My cheeks are sweet.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna get her
that's
t-shirt.
Nice to know. I'll take your word for that.
We're gonna get her a t-shirt that says my name is Sweet Cheeks. Google me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because you'll find things on on Google.
I have a past career.
People would love to Google you.
They usually
they
do.
Yeah, I bet they do.
All of our guest says, I did. So we would, if you ever make it to Vegas, we would love to have you in studio. We'd love to, you know, buy you a drink or something. And we are huge fans.
That's fantastic. I will at least be at the big Vegas Bash next year. I couldn't make it this year for financial reasons, but you know, if there's any other fantastic event that's happening in Vegas, BBW event, and
we've got a lot of them around here.
I know you do, and I'm keeping my eye on the whole list of them. So and yeah, I would love to.
And anything new you ever have to promote, we're your girls over here to do that. Can you give away your information, Mr. Toyle, as far as if somebody's interested in having a portrait done, any other
Surely.
Ventures you might want to talk about?
Well, basically, you gave it all away. It's toilegirls.com, toilegirls.com, and... you know, whatever concept you have in your head, you know, if you want to be, you know, some type of an Amazon warrior, if you want to be, you know, a superhero.
I want to be president of the United States.
Exactly.
I want to be sitting
at,
this fat girl fun. Wants to be on the desk of the Oval Office, okay?
Oh, that'd be awesome. You know, maybe with, you know, with taking off her shirt and she's got this sexy black bra on or something like that. Or
all right, it's a date. When are we doing it?
You know, looking through all your girls, you have quite a few different things. You've got the picture that I used in our ad for you is Angel from Bypassing Oblivion, who we've had on the show, the
I
rock
know.
Guitarist. And you've also, I mean, you've got a bunch of girls who want to be vampires. You've got some fairies. You've
well,
got
Amazon Amanda and Tofu was the greatest.
Did. And Amazon.
I loved doing that tofu drawing.
That was awesome.
That was fun to do.
And then
I'm
going
to meet him to give him the original drawing.
Oh, nice. Yeah. They're both friends of the show. They've been on our show. Both of them have.
Amazon Amanda is going to be on the show
next
Sunday.
She'll be in studio next week.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's going to be on the show.
And then one that you have featured for this month, the Amazon that you have on your website that's featured this month, that is one of the most beautiful paintings.
Oh, yeah. See, the thing is, they're all drawn about 7 or 8 months before they pop up in the on the spotlight page.
Right.
Because, you know, I do 2 or 3 a month, and there's obviously going to be a wait because each portrait has to spend, you know, a month in the spotlight page. So, and a lot of people get really pissed off at me. They're like, you know, hey, it's been 4 months since you did my portrait. How come I'm not on your website? And it's because there's a list, you know, to get your time in the spotlight. And so.
Now, I wanted to know, what is the weirdest thing that you've been asked to do, maybe that you've even turned down to do? Because the girls request how they're portraited. You know, I know you work with them back and forth. I mean, was there someone who wanted, you know, to be eating babies and like Dr. Frankenstein or something, and you said, no, I just can't do that?
No, nothing like that, but somebody, a woman contacted me, an older woman wanted a portrait done. She emailed me, and she had a specific concept. I can't remember what it was. It was kind of a conservative concept. I think she wanted to be in lingerie on a bed or something. And I read her email, and then I, you know, looked at the three photographs attached, and it was this old ugly dude in a dress.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And he, you know, it was a transvestite, but he kind of, I mean, he looked like he might pass as a woman, you know, if he was like half a mile away or something. And he had makeup on, he had like a wig, and I hate to, you know, talk about somebody's looks, but he, you know, I don't know what to say. He didn't fool me. And so that was, you know, that was the most unique, and I contacted him, and I forgot what I said, but I just basically turned him down.
Thanks, but no thanks.
I was very diplomatic about it, though.
Wow.
That's funny. That's great.
And I did want to say, I'm kind of sad that my website doesn't have more racial diversity, but, you know, I, for whatever reason, it might be financial, it might be that, you know, a lot of Asian women or African American women don't spend a lot of time on the web, or maybe they're just not a part of the BBW community. And I think that might be the main reason, or it might be a financial thing. But I just wish I would, you know, more people of color or any different ethnicity would contact me about a portrait. And I remember when I first started to do my website, I could afford at that time to do portraits for free every once in a while, and I would, you know, do a portrait for an African American woman for free just to get more African Americans in the gallery, but I can't afford to do that now. So anyway,
well, we have an Asian woman for you right here.
Alessa Toil is on my
bucket list.
Yeah,
is that your bucket list?
Oh yeah, it's coming soon.
That's great. Okay. who is that?
This Alexia.
Is
Alexia.
Oh, Alexia.
She's
Alexia.
Asian. Yeah, she's Asian.
Oh, okay.
She's Thai and everything else.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought she was Hispanic.
Yeah, a lot of people think that. I get Eskimo too, but. I'm very.
I don't know many.
That is Mr. E.
Is Mr. E
in the studio?
Hey, Mr. E, you're a photographer.
Yeah, and also a big admirer of yours. Yep.
Oh, well, where can I see your work?
Plush Media Group. You could look it up on Facebook. I believe
Plush
I might
Media
be one of your
Group.
Friends.
Yeah. Say what?
I might be one of your friends already on Facebook. I
you
think
might be. If not, I will send you a request.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Cool.
You know, I was going through a lot of the artwork that you like. You have an album on your Facebook that's of art that you know emulate or like, and the different artists and everything. And
right.
And a lot of it's a lot of from the 50s and 60s, and it's that, you know, very Saturday night. What is it? Saturday evening. What is
Saturday
it?
Evening Post.
Saturday
Post.
Evening Post, and just the ads, yes, from back then. And you definitely can see a lot of the influence that you get from the artists that you like. So.
Well, that's, I totally take that as a compliment. Those people knew how to paint back then.
Yeah, I know your love of the Santa Claus, the guy who does the Coca-Cola,
yeah,
Santa Clauses.
Yeah, Haddon Sunbloom.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was just like the era of illustration. That was the era of hiring an artist to, illustrate an article or a magazine cover or just anything. And I guess art directors and companies can't afford to pay somebody, to hire somebody to spend like a week or two doing a painting, a full-scale illustration, so they just go with photographers now. And when I was going to art school, you know, it was at the very tail end of the illustration era, and I'd say Bush, you know, George Bush as president, had a lot to do with the fact that nobody had money. I mean,
thank you.
The economy just went down the fucking crapper, and you know, my career just went down the toilet practically.
Yeah, mine too.
There you go. And all illustrators, anybody that did anything that
people didn't have any expendable income.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that kind of killed the.
How long does it take you,
the artist?
How long does it take you to complete a portrait? For the most part.
For the most part, I'd say about 5-6 days.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that with from beginning to end, from sketching to full on painted?
I'd say it's about 8 days from, you know, receiving a client's email. Because then there's like 2 days of discussing the theme and sending those quick pencil sketches to a final product. I'd say that's about 8 days.
And then you start on the painting itself.
No, eight days is... I start on the painting. I start on the painting right after I get paid.
Oh.
So it's about 2 or 3 days discussing the portrait.
Oh, I see.
And then when we make an agreement, then it's like about 6 days to do the final art. And I get my girlfriend to pose for each one, to keep everything realistic, to keep the lighting realistic.
Oh, wow.
And the hands are fucking hard to do. So So she poses for everything.
That's great.
What a lucky girlfriend.
Well, I'm a lucky boyfriend. Posing is not all the time that fun.
That's true.
Well, if she ever needs any stand-ins, you know where to find us, right?
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
Yeah, I'm sure we could find a way to make a trip to the Bay Area feasible.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Now, I had a question. Oh, we were talking about illustrative art, and now everyone's gone to, you know, photography. Now with this resurgence of everyone wanting to go back to being, you know, retro and that old school retro look to things, do you see more requests for your type of art than there were 6 years ago?
I see more requests for retro themes, not necessarily more requests for my art. I mean, that's kind of been at an even keel for the last couple of years. I mean, it hasn't been, you know, just people haven't been like barging down my door, you know, wanting to hire me for illustrations. But Toil Girl art, you know, that's always been a steady thing for me, and I've got to thank all the big, beautiful women out there who have, you know, who have loved my art even during this, you know, shitty recession, depression. But, yeah, there's definitely more of a request for you know, the kind of Betty Page kind of retro rockabilly kind of look.
What about people asking for sketches for tattoos? Do you ever get that?
I get that every once in a while.
Yeah, because I've seen at the bashes a lot, especially men, who will have a chubby girl tattoo that looks a lot like the old Betty Page kind of stuff. Now, Les, we're going to have to ask you this question now.
Sure.
What kind of rates are we talking about? You know, and I know you can, I know it's individual and what you have to put into it, but if you can give us, from here to here, you're probably looking at. To get one done.
Well, you mentioned, you know, getting a tattoo done, and like I said, I do that as well, and that's typically like about $100 for me to do a pencil drawing that I'll color as well, you know, based upon the client's description. And typically it's like a guy who wants his wife or girlfriend, you know,
tattooed on his thigh or something, right?
Exactly.
Or his calf, yeah.
So that's around $100.
That's cool. That's expensive at all.
That's for a pencil drawing. So if I want a painting done of me,
like a full scale portrait.
Like, yeah, I want the redhead laying on the desk in the Oval Office with Barack looking through binoculars in the window.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
It's Sweet Cheeks Lewinsky.
Wow. I want the blue dress on, too?
Maybe with the stain? I don't know. But,
oh, my God. You would be the Toil Girl of the Year with that
guess, huh? Especially if he gets reelected, right?
Exactly.
But, yeah,
exactly.
So, you know, what's a range
It'll be a race. He's just going to slaughter.
From your lips to God's ears, brother.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't think Romney has a chance.
He's really looking worse and worse every day.
Yeah. Him and his running mate, if they just keep their mouth shut, maybe they'd have a better chance.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir here.
It's more like
for
his
sure.
non-running mate.
Yeah, exactly.
non-running
mate, because he really didn't do the marathon.
Because he didn't run, exactly.
He really didn't do it. Okay, so anyway, we're talking about kind of a price, because, you know, Alexia's got you on the bucket list. Yeah. I'd like to put you on mine.
I honestly don't care what it costs. It's getting done. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, for one of the big full-scale jobs, you know, something that's, you know, the most basic one would basically be a woman in whatever outfit she wants and a plain background. That would be like around $300.
Very reasonable.
And then a portrait, like you described, you know, in the Oval Office with Barack binoculars outside of the window, that would be pushing like around $470.
That's very reasonable. That's very, very reasonable.
And it's a nice, big, huge, beautiful piece of artwork. You know, you only see like the portrait that just fits on your computer screen, but what you get in the mail is a nice, big, huge thing that you can, you know.
I'd have to take my TV down from over my mantle so I could put myself up there. and
you
no
have
one
to,
is surprised.
Definitely.
Oh, for sure. Great. Excellent. I wash myself.
now what if there's a difference? Like let's say that we, as the show, the four of us wanted to get one done, and there's four women in it. What is the price difference for something like that?
I've done that before for the padded lilies, the synchronized swimming BBWs.
Oh, great.
And it's not a whole lot more than just getting one portrait done. I mean, I'm obviously not going to charge anybody, $300 times four.
You'd be surprised how many people would be.
What was that?
We'd probably pay it.
No, you'd be surprised how many people would be.
Well, forget I even said anything. No, I don't know. It'd be a couple hundred dollars more than your typical, one figure.
See, I'm thinking that we have one done with the four of us, and each of us has our persona in the picture.
That'd be cool.
You know, like I'm the fashionista or the stripper, and Mama's the mama with her cookie pops, you know what I'm saying?
Does that mean I'm going to have to wear a little green outfit with a shillelagh, for God's sake?
You would. You would definitely need to be our resident Irish girl. I don't know, Lexia?
With a kilt.
We got to put a baseball cap and some gum on her.
I think that's the reason that I haven't commissioned a portrait yet, is because I don't know what kind of scene I would want.
I would just love the four of us to be like in a something like this with the studio, with the booms.
For the four of us, yes.
Yeah, exactly. And like each of our little personas coming through somehow in each little figure.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. Everybody in their own outfit, own persona.
Yeah, because we each have our own little role. Yeah, exactly.
Now, we know quite a lot of women who are already toil girls here in the community. Lisa Marie from Bounce is one. I mean, there's a slew of them. Amazon America. Amanda now, Cheru, that's right.
Yeah.
And there are tons of women in the community that we know that want to be a toil girl. So I think you've got business till the end of time, number one.
I think you just need to come to Vegas, and we'll take you to one of our nice dances, and we'll introduce you around and give out your card, and we'll take a commission. No, just kidding.
I'm completely looking forward to that, and yeah, we'll have to plan something very soon.
We have Cutie Pie BBW model on Twitter, and she wants to be a less toil superhero. So does our Platinum Pussy wants to be a
All I know
less
is when I
superhero.
Went down the list of names on your website, my real, well, you could always use Sweet Shakes, but my street name also, you do not have me up there, so you need to add that name.
I want Cutie
Sweet
Pie.
Cheeks?
Well, you can add Sweet Cheeks to your list.
That'd be fantastic. That would be a complete crowd pleaser. People would pop open my gallery and see that name, and that would just grab them.
I love it. Cheeks do that a lot.
I have a feeling that you may be getting an email in the next few days from Cincinnati Charlotte Mama, from her partner, because I think he's just signed you up.
Oh, he did?
All he's got to do is send Les Toil that video, and then he can use that to do your portrait.
I think the video?
It's a video of Mama sucking her husband's cock, and it is the most hot, fantastic video ever known to man.
Wow.
And we're trying to let her post it on X-Hamster, but she won't let us.
But there is the one from her at the club a few weeks ago where she hiked up her dress in the back and was peekabooing her little underwear and her little chubby butt. That I think that would be a cute little toil girl with her face looking back. Oh yeah,
right.
That was cute.
Okay, well listen, I'm going to need some kind of inspiration, some reference material to do her portrait. So send that video to me.
The portrait will be much better when you have that kind of image, huh? Yeah. You'll be inspired.
For complete business and artistic purposes. But I wanted to send a shout out to Mama, because she's the one who's been contacting me and diligent about getting the emails to me and the forms, and my stupid ass, loses the forms that she sends. So I wanted to give her my love and a high five and all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Say hi to her.
She's there. Say hi, Mama.
Hi.
Hi, Mama.
I've been talking to you. You were just talking about my video. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah, her husband.
I know it is. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
You've got a lucky husband.
Thank you.
Aww.
I think he knows that, too.
He does.
Look at now. I'm going to be like Alexi. I need a fan.
Can I ask who's whose child was it that burned their hands on the black light bulb?
That was mine.
It was Mama's.
Yes.
Oh, that was yours, Mama?
Yes.
Because I've got a quick little story, an adolescent burn victim story of my own, which when I was a kid, I had to go in at 8 years old into the hospital. I had to stay in the hospital because I had kidney problems and I urinated blood. And it was a whole weird, scary, freaky thing, you know, for me being eight. And I was in this hospital room. It was the first time I was away from my mother. And I stayed in this hospital for like 4 days. And my roommate, they brought in this other kid who shared a room with me. And he was a bit older. He might have been around 12 or 13. And I was in my bed, and I looked up when they brought him and his mother in, and this boy had half of a mouth. And it freaked me the fuck out because he could barely talk. You know, it was like something out of a horror film. And I was like, what? What? And, you know, his mouth was all dark and everything. And I didn't know what the fuck happened. And my mother came in to visit, and my mother found out what happened to the kid. Apparently he took a live electrical cord and he stuck it in his mouth and it fused half of his mouth together, kind of melted his lips together.
Wow.
So he just basically had like a little small opening for his mouth.
I bet you he could whistle real good.
I'm sure he could. It was just so trippy hearing him try to speak, and it just gave me nightmares. I mean, I was just paranoid little 8-year-old kid in the first place. But anyway, that's my sweet little burn victim story.
That trumps that black light bulb there.
Right, huh? He just killed me, huh?
DJ wants to know if he can now post the video so he can send Les Toya the link, or he'll just send it to him in the next 5 minutes.
Oh, he's asking my permission to do that?
I'm actually looking at Mama.
No, he's asking me.
Oh, okay. If you're going to ask anybody, ask Mama. Yeah.
Mama's the one. Daddy's just waiting to be able to do it. Mama just...
got it all queued up, just ready to... push it.
Yeah, Daddy thinks that we're going to all peer pressure her into doing it.
Whatever.
And we try. We keep trying.
It's a really hot... I mean, it's a very sexy video.
Sensual video.
It's very sensual, yes.
Yes, it is.
And
it'll
not
make your
only,
nipples hard.
Not only is it very sensual, and you see her in this whole new, very sexy light, but he also advertises for her by focusing the camera on her fingernails, because that's what she does for a living, does nails, because she's an artist in her own right. And I think it works both ways. It could get her more money jobs.
Oh, that's great. Was he intending for this video to go out in public? Is that why he honed in on the video?
He always wants the videos to go public.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's what my girlfriend's concerned about. Every time she poses for a toil portrait, she says, "Now, you know, you're not going to show anybody these photographs." And I was like, "No, I'm not going to do. You're not going to put these online at bbwsoandso.com, are you?" I'm like, "No, I'm not going to do that." Because she usually poses in the nude, but yeah, that's...
Oh, he just told us a little more.
She does everything short of having me sign a disclaimer after she poses.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Please, will you come back sometime?
I would love to come back as often as you'll take me.
Oh, you're the best.
And make sure if you ever get out here, you notify me like ahead of time so we can make sure if we got to kill somebody off or bump somebody's spot or something.
Oh, that'd be cool. I'd love to be there in person. That'd be awesome.
Oh, we would have fun.
Alexia would have a conniption. She would be able to actually function during the show.
No, if we
had to blindfold her.
If we make you a regular on the show, will you come on more often? My starstruckness will go away.
Maybe.
Yeah, sure. Of course. I would like that.
That's awesome.
We have enjoyed this. We have been looking forward to it since we found out you were coming. We've been like, Les Toya's coming on our show. So you have been an awesome, awesome guest, and open invitation anytime that you want to come, or we would love to take you to some of the BBW functions and show you around when you come to town. We'd love to
be
your host.
So cool, and thank you guys for making me feel like a rock star. And hugs and kisses to you all. And anyway, I'm sure you've upped my business exponentially.
We hope so.
I very much appreciate that.
Just make sure we have VIP status, so in case when we get ready and we sit in, we don't have to wait in the back of the line with everybody else.
I will I'll knock everybody aside for you guys.
And we'll do the same for you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Okay. You scratch our back, we'll suck your car. I mean, we'll, you know what we mean.
Well, I'm gonna get that in writing.
Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon. Everybody,
right,
less toil. Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City at Vegas All Net Radio. We've missed about two breaks, but I do want to tell you, embrace your Okay, we're listening to the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City. We'll be right back. Bye.
Get connected to your audience with Endeavor Media Group. Find them online at emgnv.com.
Embrace your endeavors and take it to the limit with Endeavor Media Group. Visit them online at emgnv.com.
If you're looking to further your acting, modeling, or athletic career, contact Endeavor Media Group at emgnv.com.
Endeavor Media Group is a sports and entertainment PR firm, connecting its clients with audiences everywhere through movies, television, radio, publications, websites, mobile applications, and special events. Visit emgnv.com.
EMG represents clients of all sizes and in a variety of industries. The firm works with companies, organizations, famous individuals, and political groups to advance their interests, manage communication-related matters, promote products and services, handle issues, and mitigate specific problems. Visit Endeavor Media Group online at emgnv.com.
Join us at the annual trade show where all your favorite adult BBW performers will be. BBW Fan Fest 2013, coming July 26th, 27th, and 28th here in fabulous Las Vegas. Find BBW Fan Fest on Facebook for more info.
Follow your favorite BBW porn stars on Twitter. Find them all at bbwgirltweet.com.
You're listening to the KGMHD Live No TV on your Vegas All Net Radio.com. Every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're hitting you with that hip-hop, R&B, reggae, spoken word plus. Get at me, 702-483-4444. On your iPhone, your iPad, Android, the World Wide Web. Get them computers out and get with me. Class and issues, KGMHD. Again, Live No TV. Get me. Class initials.
Welcome back to the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City on VegasAllNetRadio.com. Coming up, it's the Nationwide BBW Club Calendar. You can find all of these events and more at NationwideBBWClubCalendar.com. You can also befriend them on Facebook and get just as much, if not more, information. If your club wants to be mentioned on our radio show, get out of the sticks, off the boonies, get off your ass, get on Facebook, post your event to us, and we'll read it on our show.
You got it.
Ready?
Here go, mama.
Club Deluptuous BBW. It's Guys Night Out for $3. Cover for guys, ladies, $5. Friday, September 21st from 9 p.m. at the Bikuri Lounge in Orlando, Florida. For more information, go to clubdeluptuousbbw.com.
BBW Club Las Vegas. Saturday night, September the 20th, $5 till 10:30, $10 after at one of our favorite places, the Red Label Ultra Lounge on Sahara. For more information, go to bbwclublasvegas.com.
Simply Beautiful, Classy and Sassy Lingerie Fashion Show, October 13th at Marini's in Pembroke, North Carolina. Tickets include admission to both the fashion show and the after party. $20 tickets, mail Andrea Walls on Facebook.
There you go. And Thursdays here in Vegas are always thick at the Power Exchange. For more information, www.powerexchange.com.
LBC's Wild Halloween Bash. It's the Boo Bash, October 18th through the 21st at the Holiday Inn in Carroll Stream, Illinois. Go to ChicagoBBWBash.com for more info.
Little Darlings will be holding their annual BBW Strip Contest in Las Vegas Thursday, October the 25th. There will be the Strip Contest and also the BBW Costume Contest. Ooh. My ass will get naked.
Houston, Texas, BBW Halloween Bash 2012. Starting Friday, October 26th, it's the meet and greet and scavenger hunt. Saturday, the holiday Halloween Bash 9 to 1. There's a private pool party to follow at the Crown Plaza in Brook Hollow, Houston. Crown Plaza, Brook Hollow in Houston, Texas. For more info, go to Facebook, Houston TX BBW Halloween Bash 2012.
Save the date! Club Plush in Tampa has their biggest party of the year, Halloween, October 27th. 10 p.m. www.clubplushtampa.com.
It's the second annual Rock Your Curves Plus Size Fashion Show, a day fashion, November 10th at the Crown Plaza Hotel, LAX Airport in California. Something by Cheru. Produced by Cheru.
Oh, jeez. BBW Club, BBW Vegas Bash Cruising. Leaving from Long Beach to Mexico 7 days on the Carnival Inspiration, January 13th. For more booking info, go to Facebook page BBW Vegas Bash Cruising.
Excellence BBW Winter Weekend in Vegas, February 7th through February 10th at the Tuscany Hotel and Casino. For more information, check out Facebook, Excellence BBW. That's XLENCEBBW.
And for this and all information on other events in the community, go to Facebook, Nationwide BBW Club Calendar. Yay.
Talk to Les Toil.
All of you, any of you that's just joining us, if you want to listen to that great interview we just did with Les Toil, you will be able to get that off our site on YouTube. There'll be a link from our site to YouTube.
You can actually go to YouTube. We have a channel there, SinCityBounty.com. I'll fade the music out because I know you don't like it, even though I love it.
It's really like porno music.
And that's good, though, right? And then in a couple of days we'll have the audio archive up, and I'm pretty sure that once Silent Mike gets it up onto YouTube, it's also archived at Ustream. So if you find our channel on Ustream, but once it's up and ready to go, I will be posting that video all over Facebook and Twitter.
Visit SinCityBounty.com. Yes. For all your updates on us and what we're doing.
Yes, we're working on it.
We're working on updating the new design, and all of our links are still available on the page. So.
Right. So, yeah, you can find our YouTube. Just go to our Sin City Bounty page, and you can click on the link for YouTube and click on the link for Ustream and go there and find whatever video you need. So, and don't forget, it's only anywhere from $100 for a tattoo up to $300 to $500, depending on how elaborate your portrait is.
Reasonable to have a portrait by
this is not an 8.5 by 11.
Check out this man's site, you guys, because there's not one painting on there that isn't absolutely beautiful. And they're so, even though they're like a caricature, they're not a caricature. They're a real BBW, and it's beautiful.
It is very reminiscent of the art that you would see on the Saturday Evening Post. Uh-huh. Or a DJ mentioned it in chat. Pinup art that was on the noses of warplanes. Do you remember those?
Yes, exactly. Yes, and very good.
It sure would be nice to get a Les Toil portrait done of you as a gift.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Or if one of our fans would like to buy us one for the four of us.
I'll bet you we could mention it on our Amazon list, wish list, and maybe get it that way.
Is there a place for that on there?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure there is.
I'm going to go look.
That might be something for him to try.
Yeah, that's... did we mention our Amazon wish list yet?
No, because I don't think we're all done.
Not until we're all done.
Well, they're going to be an ever-evolving list.
Yeah, well, we took a cue from the porn girls that we've been hanging out with this summer.
They said said that people buy them stuff all the time, and we thought, well, we like people to buy us stuff, so we have Amazon wish lists set up. We'll be linking to them shortly as soon as everyone's comfortable that they have enough expensive items on there for me to post the link to.
the link will be on our site?
It'll be on our bio pages.
Okay.
So you go to our bio page, and there will be a link to our Amazon
wish list. We're also going to be adding lots and lots of photos of us at different events, so you'll want to keep checking that for all of our nasty photos of us drunkenness.
Not nasty.
I meant nasty as in drunken nasty and drinking out of people's tits.
It's usually mama's ass and her face and someone's boobs.
And everybody's boobs.
Lots of tongue. There's always tongue involved.
There is a lot of tongue involved. We have some great pictures.
I can't help it.
Wait, speaking of pictures, when do I get to photograph you guys? When is that going to happen?
As soon as we get done with this other business venture we're working on, we will have a date for you.
That's right.
All right. Fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, it's mandatory break time again.
So don't go away, though. We're going to take a break. It's going to be a little bit longer than normal, about 5 minutes or so. When we come back, we're going to get an update from Platinum Pussy, and I believe Mimi Melons.
You still awake?
We'll be calling in from Florida. They're no longer traveling together.
Oh, and Desiree's in Houston, I believe.
Right, yes, Desiree is in Houston. So they're doing their thing right now. But Platinum is in chat with us. If you go to Ustream and sign up for an account, you can sign into chat and chat with Nilla Booty Cutie, who is in our chat, and talk to her while you're
Nilla Booty Cutie.
And then you can listen to her on the phone when we come back from our break, and then we've got the fabulous Big E in studio from Plush Media Group.
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
Awesome.
Come on, give us a little bit of that. Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I named this show For the Love of Art because what Earl does is very, I mean, it's not exactly what Les Toil does, but he makes beautiful portraits of women.
Photography.
And I believe it's almost exclusively BBW women as well.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So one of the pictures that I stole off of his Facebook is one of the most beautiful pictures I've seen of a big girl. It's a African-American girl, and she's reclining back, and her rolls, just the shading and the gray values and the white behind her and everything. It's just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And that is an art as well. So I'm really excited to talk to him. We're going to ask him a lot of the questions like, how did you like big girls? I can't wait to hear all those. I love those
Same
stories.
Reason Les Toiled, because he was horny.
Probably.
All right, so we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors. You're listening to The Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City on VegasLNetRadio.com. You can find all our archives at SinCityBounty.com. You can check up all of our other links on all of our other websites, too.
She may have a pretty kitty, but watch out for those claws. She may have a pretty kitty, but watch out for those claws.
Hi, I'm DJ Tim Dope. Come join us every Saturday night at 6 p.m. PDT, 9 p.m. EDT for my new show, Pure Dope Radio, here on Vegas All Net Radio. We'll be having fun addressing your issues with special guests each week. So I'll see you at 6 p.m. PDT, 9 p.m. EDT Saturday on the show, Pure Dope Radio, on Vegas All Net Radio.
Follow your favorite BBW porn stars on Twitter. Find them all at bbwgirltweet.com.
Hey you, this is Vince. You're on the Talk with Vince show, where no subject is off the table. We'll explore the depths of your mind. Spirituality, we talk it. Enlightenment, we talk it. Politics, we talk that too. Ufology, you want it, you got it. Conspiracy facts, we're on it. Sex, we talk it. So join me every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. for Talk with Vince, here on VegasAllNetRadio.com. Talk that will blow your mind.
This is Jim Jonas asking you to listen to Veterans in Politics.
Veterans in Politics is a weekly broadcast internet talk show hosted by myself, Jim Jonas, and Steve Sanson, president of Veterans in Politics Incorporated, that airs every Saturday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at www.vegasallnetradio.com. Veterans in Politics' sole purpose is to teach, educate, and inform veterans on issues and the candidates that will affect them. Too many politicians say they support veterans and their issues, but their actions tell a different story. Here at Veterans in Politics, we will expose these politicians by giving them a chance to come in and explain their actions to veterans so veterans can truly make informed decisions. Listen every Saturday to stay informed and to hold politicians accountable for their votes.
Hi, this is Joseph Peroni, author of the book From Grief to Relief. Listen to my show every Thursday at 2 p.m. on VegasAllNetRadio.com. This show is dedicated to those who have loved and lost and have found or are searching for the personal power and courage to love again. Join me, Joseph Peroni, every Thursday at 2 p.m. on VegasAllNetRadio.com. Heard online all over the world. Listen to the From Grief to Relief radio show every Thursday at 2 p.m.
See the award-winning Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City and your favorite BBW porn stars at BBW Fan Fest 2013, July 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Tuscany Hotel and Casino, Las Vegas, Nevada. For more information, go to BBW Fan Fest on Facebook.
Get connected to your audience with Endeavor Media Group. Find them online at emgnv.com.
Embrace your endeavors and take it to the limit with Endeavor Media Group. Visit them online at emgnv.com.
If you're looking to further your acting, modeling, or athletic career, contact Endeavor Media Group at emgnv.com.
Endeavor Media Group is a sports and entertainment PR firm, connecting its clients with audiences everywhere through movies, television, radio, publications, websites, mobile applications, and special events. Visit emgnv.com.
EMG represents clients of all sizes and in a variety of industries. The firm works with companies, organizations, famous individuals, and political groups to advance their interests, manage communication-related matters, promote products and services, handle issues, and mitigate specific problems. Visit Endeavor Media Group online at emgnv.com.
Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., it's the wildest, most radical sports talk you've ever heard. It's Uncut Sports. Uncut Sports Talk, Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Join us live every Tuesday night to talk Monday night games, college games, pro football games. Every Tuesday night at 7 p.m., you now have a choice. Listen to those other dumb shows on other stations or tune in right here on Vegas All Net Radio, Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. for the greatest Uncut Sports Talk you've ever heard. 7 p.m. Tuesday nights, be at
materialism. I've got to have it. This is the American way, baby.
This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Join me every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. for 1 hour of music, politics, entertainment, mayhem, and debauchery. It's the Kevin Jackson Show every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on Vegas All Net Radio. Join us. It's the American way.
This is the American way.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm Martin O'Leary of the O'Leary Clan from behind Main Street Books. And I don't always listen to internet radio. But when I do, I listen to the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City on VegasAllNetRadio.com from 7 to 10 p.m. They're awesome. And I love them. When I'm not... Fat Chicks behind Main Street Books. I'm listening to the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City. Like them on Facebook. I like them all the time. Follow them on Twitter. They don't know I follow them everywhere. And visit them at SinCityBounty.com. Sin City Bounty. Put the N in there. It's not bounty, it's bounty. I'm sounding Scottish now. Arr!
Grew up being cold, every name in the book.
podcast is being brought to you by VegasAllNetRadio.com, the final frontier of free speech, and by SinCityBountyMedia.com, advertising for radio or on the web, elegance in simplicity, and by AntiqueLetters.com for all your graphic, illustration, and hand calligraphy needs.